Oh, shit. Oh, my dude. God.
Dude. Oh, man.
This is the one.
Oh, man.
This is a big ep.
Yeah, oh, man. We've been teasing this episode for 140 episodes.
No, we haven't even been teasing it. We've been, like, saying it into, you know,
the,
like,
the
we've
universe.
Been, we've been, like, eat, pray, loving it into the universe to try to, like, make it a reality.
Yeah.
And then the universe, I guess we've been doing a good job in
the universe
has
loved us.
We have the one and only, the Paul Queen herself, Sarah J.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it seems like you guys have been good boys.
Yeah.
No, you gotta chill.
You gotta, Sarah.
Miss Sarah, chill. Yeah.
Sarah, please. Please, I want to be respectful. Wow, two seconds in, she said, good boys. That's all I ever wanted. Yeah,
you want us to blow our tops?
Yo, I don't give a fuck about Santa. I just want to make sure Sarah J thinks I'm a good boy.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, no, we've been because we talk about adult film quite often on our pod, and we've been, you know, we were saying like our Mount Rushmore and like for all
Mount
of
Nutmore.
Mount Nutmore.
That's beautiful.
And you're definitely
across the board.
It's just
across
like respect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, yeah, so this is a big moment for us.
Yeah.
How are you
doing
today?
Thank you. I'm amazing. Life is good. Yeah. Like, yeah, I couldn't be much happier, really.
Yeah. Well, you're around the city promoting your CBD line.
I am. You know, I've got a line that I started in 2020.
Yeah.
It's just CBD products. I've got bath bombs. I've got massage oil. And I've got personal lubricant.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, in CBD?
Yeah.
In CBD, yeah. Well,
does that help when you're, like, nervous about sex?
You know, what it does is it increases your sensitivity.
Mm.
Oh, I need a lot less of that.
Yeah. But maybe you could put like a condom on and she could put it on her clit and then it would work out for everybody.
Hey, yeah. I don't know. I've been married for a while.
I
forgot condoms existed.
You're like
no,
sex,
but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're like sex MacGyver. You figured out that problem so fast. You're like, maybe you need a condom. Maybe she needs
one. Yo, you know what that is? I'm a director.
Okay,
which makes me a problem solver.
Do you have, is that, okay, so you've been directing for a while?
Yeah.
So you have like a lot of moments where like on set you're just like we need to figure this out and you're Sarah to the rescue.
It's between me and this man right here, my cameraman. Yeah. Yep, it's like the two of us sitting there problem solving.
Yeah,
what's like the stick's not long enough. You know
angles.
What? Maybe we should put him on a box.
Yeah,
you're just like, wow, why do we hire amateurs? I'll do this.
Yeah, stunt cock. Yeah, how what's like your worst, what's like the one you're like sticks out,
like a scene that sticks out,
like a scene where you're like we gotta go to CVS and get some lube,
man. You know, like we were just talking about it the other day, we did a scene in an exotic location in a historic landmark,
Epstein Island.
and like luckily we had like a lookout, but the lookout called and was like, we have military down here.
Oh, snap.
Oh, you were doing like public stuff?
Yeah.
How did you, can I ask you this question? How did, because every time I see the public stuff, the dude's always wearing jeans. And I'm like, yo, gym shorts is the way to go. Do you, like for real? Because I've definitely.
This guy was in a flight suit. It was like, it was a lot of clothes.
What do you mean? Like he was a pilot?
Yeah, like that was the storyline kind of actually. Right?
It like crash landed and on a very
don't
horny
tell my
island.
Story. No,
was it real military there?
So like our friend, like who was the lookout, told him that we were making a bird documentary.
Yeah. The military guy.
He was like, they're just
we're
up there
watching
shooting,
some big birds
they're shooting,
out here.
A bird documentary.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you know, at that point though, we had already like everybody put their clothes on and I'm getting everybody's stuff together. We're just like, do.
How many people is that?
You know, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So a bare naked shoot.
Yeah, 5.
Okay, so real bare bones.
Is it just to keep it not noticeable, you know, especially when you're stuff outside, like monuments.
Yeah, can you imagine just setting up lights for a public scene?
Right?
can you imagine, too, the cops recognizing her?
Yeah.
And the cops are like,
okay, so that's
Sarah J, you're not bird watching.
No, you know, that used to happen back in the day in Miami all the time when the Miami porn scene first started popping and like Asprey and some of the Bang Bros productions and stuff would be down in South Beach. Mm-hmm. The cops cops would kind of just let them do like what they wanted to, as long as they didn't cross like crazy lines, you know. And the cops would always get pictures with us and stuff like that.
That's so crazy.
Film on roofs or film in the back of alleys.
That's crazy that they were like, bang bus isn't crazy when they just like come on ladies and push them out the bus. That's like, like that's nothing crazy.
Yo, with that moment where you're a kid and you don't know bang bus is scripted. You're like, they're so mean.
Guys, dude, I've had my feelings. Dude, I've had my feelings hurt a couple times because
I remember the first time watching bang bus. I was like, she really did a lot for you guys. Why'd you kick her out?
Yeah, you guys nearly didn't give her enough money to get back home. Yeah.
So how long you been doing the CBD line for?
I started in 2020. Yeah. Mm. It was something
I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say it was just something that I had already kind of like contemplated and wanted to do and was able to take the time to put into action in 2020. Yeah.
Yeah. The COVID.
Yeah. You had plenty of time.
Were you pressing oils? You were just pressing
I was having like so many entrepreneurial moments. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, I can do this and I can do that. And I was like, oh, I wish there was 36 hours in a day because I've got all of them free now.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. No, like I did a lot of like post-production type stuff during that time too. But
what do you mean?
Like, you know, after we get done shooting, there's a lot of like organizing paperwork and sending it to the editor and then QCing it and putting it in a project.
Yeah. So you've watched a lot of porn.
Yeah. And honestly, I'll be honest, like it's not like my favorite thing to do. Like I try to pass it off to somebody else to do.
Of course.
Yeah, for sure.
No, they can can you imagine? I couldn't imagine.
Sometimes
like, that
it's distracting. It depends on my mood. Sometimes I watch it and I'm like, oh, I remember that day. That looks really good. And then other days I'm like, fast forward. Okay, fast forward.
Yeah.
Let's get this over with, you know? Yeah. It just depends on your mood,
You do some of the editing yourself.
Yeah, like I can. I prefer not to.
Yeah.
But I QC, like, you know, I quality control everything. So when I get it back, like, from the editor, then I'm like, okay, change that part.
As a man who's familiar with your work, I bet you have, on the fast forward days, it's a white penis. I bet, like, I mean, it's that way with me, too. You know, every time. It's hurry up and blow, dude.
Not always.
Yeah. Okay. Well, who are some of your like favorite people doing it now?
You know, I started working a lot with Maze the Goat recently. Yeah. He's a really great performer and like dependable and he looks good.
He'll always show up.
Thank you. Yeah. Always show up. He does his job. He does his job well.
Yeah.
And then he's hot. So like,
what's like the, is there like a pre-procedure where he's like, look, where maybe sometimes you're like, look, we got to cuddle for 10 minutes and then we got to, like, is there ever like things like that?
Have I ever had a moment like that? Let's see.
Not like had a, just like, you know, like, look, I'm not here. Just hold me for like 5 seconds.
No.
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 Consummate professional. Consummate professional.
Like, you know what, though? Sometimes on sets, you might, like, kick it with somebody for a minute. Yeah. Like, maybe smoke or have a drink or something.
Yeah.
I don't really like to drink before my scenes. I'd rather look high than drunk. Like, I when I'm high, at least my eyes are a little bit squinty, but I'm very happy and I'm, like, thoroughly enjoying myself. When I'm drunk, like, I look like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. My nose is, like, bright red. I'm like, oh, no. So, yeah. But sometimes, you know, if you want to, like, break that ice a little bit, but... That's part of the reason why we're professional.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. Yeah,
I can just be like, who am I fucking today?
Yeah.
Cool. Like, let's do it. Gang, yeah. That's fine.
Is there like a lot of, because you were talking about, like, you were saying he, like, shows up on time. Are there, like, mundane things like that about, because there's definitely things with, like, average jobs where it's like, yo, if you're just punctual and, like, not a problem.
It's so fucking easy. Just get tested. Come with two IDs. Show up on time. Bring your day card.
That part
maybe
definitely
just
sounds...
stay hydrated. Yeah, can you just stay hydrated?
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. What does hydration help with?
Come.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
You want to have a nice pop?
Come on, dude.
All right. Well, I'm learning,
dude. Yeah. It's coconut water, protein shakes.
Oh, is coconut water the best for
really
big loads?
It's good for hydration.
Protein
shakes. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
My friend Tim Butterly, he said he has the formula.
I like how you just call him out.
Yeah, he knows. He's fine. He's okay with it. He has the formula of vitamins you can take for bigger loads.
Yeah, sure. Arginine.
Is that a thing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And amino acid.
Yeah.
That sounds like something in a monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Godzilla for arginine. That's what happened there. Yeah.
You were also saying you were doing I've never heard the name
National
before.
Cannabis Festival,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I am also doing some bud tending this week.
That's what it was. Yeah. Bud tending. What's that?
Bud tending. You know, like helping gift the good people of New York City with marijuanas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's pretty tight.
Yeah, dude, you just give. It's like being a just like a person behind.
Oh, do
the
we
thing.
Got a? Yeah. Do we have a call coming?
Yeah, I think we got.
Oh no.
Oh shit! What's that?
Who is it?
Hey, what's up, Nate?
What's good, Irish? I ain't mean to bother you, man. I know you're busy working right now.
Hey, but, hey, Nate. What's
I
up, dude?
I can't bring myself to call those fucking backstabbing what? Traitors.
What?
What?
Dude. What do you mean?
You guys.
What?
You're over there living my dream. Hey, Sarah. Very nice to
Hi.
Speak to you. Big fan. Been a fan longer than I care to. I don't want to make you uncomfortable and say how long I've been. Very long.
Nate, why are you coming up with such a
story? I know you're having the best interview you could have over there dealing with the shenanigans. They probably haven't asked you about your CBD company.
They did a great job on it.
Wide, forget the last
we hadn't gotten to that part yet.
Yeah, wide side, dude.
Wide side. Oh, now you want to pretend you know the game.
You clearly just looked it up on a screen.
Who are you talking about, dude? Come on.
You clearly just looked it up on a screen.
How dare you?
No.
No.
That's not what I looked up. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to let you know that I'm the biggest fan out of the three of us.
Thank you so much.
And I also
I'm sorry
to
you're not here.
Call in
life.
And say, fuck you guys. You broke my heart.
Nate.
And I can't believe you did this without me.
You ran away to Nashville.
Somehow the interview's not miserable, Sarah.
It's not. They're being very nice.
Thanks, Irish, for letting me call you. I got a lot to deal with mentally right now. With the heartbroken I'm dealing with.
And a broken ankle.
Caught with my brothers breaking my heart.
I feel you, man. I got you.
Oh, man.
Appreciate you, man.
God damn it.
Cheers, buddy.
That was.
Yeah, Nate's pretty heartbroken.
Damn, dude. First call in is a heartbreak call in.
First call into the pod is a distraught friend.
Yeah, he's pissed. Ooh, he's fuming.
Nate is very in love with you. Do you have to deal with guys loving you too much? Because I feel like I've seen that with some of the pictures at the
Exotica.
Yeah, Exotica and stuff. There's definitely they're hugging not right over there.
The unsafe hug. Right?
Yeah. Do you ever have to deal with?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have security. You know, like, I'm not an asshole or anything, though. Like, I get it. Like, obviously, you've seen the pictures of people hugging not right.
Yeah,
like, they can have a not right hug as long as it's not crossing too many lines.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so I try to, like, have an understanding and put myself in their shoes.
Yeah.
They know me a whole lot more than I know them.
Yeah, you know? 100%.
Yeah. They're very familiar with you.
Yeah, and, like, also super excited because the way that they know me is, like, an intimate way usually, you know?
Yeah, so they're probably, like, we're in love and just coming at you with, like, energy, like, please be my queen. You know?
Yeah. Like, and also, like, people have, like, a personality that they just assign to me because...
Yeah,
they really don't of know what me they sometimes. See. Yeah. It's entertaining to me most of the time, as long as it's not like.
Can I tell you what
rude.
We assigned to you?
Sure.
We all thought you were from Jersey.
Right. I've heard that a lot. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm from Ohio.
Yeah, Midwest.
Yeah, mighty mighty Midwest. Yeah. I ain't afraid of no coast.
That's good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Why did you leave Ohio? Were you done? Were you just like, this place?
I never liked
Ohio.
She
had to take over the game, dude.
No, I did. I had to take over the game. No, you know what? To be honest with you, I always knew I was leaving.
Yeah.
But like, even as a child, I was like, I'm moving to Chicago.
Yeah. Why Chicago? Oh,
well, because it's
right
the
there.
Nearest major city, and I had to get out of this Ohio place that I'm in. I never liked the suburbs. That's
yeah.
And Cincinnati's kind of like a grimy city that I was ready to like leave, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought I was going to go to Chicago.
Grimy.
Yeah. No, it's super grimy, super grimy. So I was going to go to Chicago and somewhere along the way I started stripping and I was like, oh, Vegas.
Okay. Did you strip along the way to Chicago?
Like when I was living in Ohio, I started dancing in like Kentucky and Indiana. Man. And I used to dance next to a casino.
I saw your bio. It said you were 18.
Yeah.
So you went to Kentucky and Ohio, the place where they love underage girls the most.
No, you know what? It's because like I'm originally from Cincinnati, which borders Kentucky, and I didn't have a car.
Yeah.
So that means a 15-minute drive in the cab is a whole lot less.
Yeah.
Until I got a car, and then I started going to Indiana.
Yeah.
Which is like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was like good money because it was right by the casino. So it was like a come up.
Yeah.
But then I was like, what next? You know, where do I go now? Yeah. Like, my dreams of Chicago. Who cares about Chicago?
Yeah, I'm making bread.
I'm making bread, and I got a plan. Like one casino, one strip club, a bunch of casinos, a bunch of strip clubs. It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then when was the what? How was the? How do you do the shift from that to
porn
doing films?
So I got really tired of doing that.
Put some respect on your name.
Yeah,
okay?
No, you're an artiste. I like it. Yeah. You know what? I like it because it makes people feel. Like I like saying that word because it does. They have a feeling with that word. Like it's either good or bad or like abrasive, and it makes you feel exactly what I do because that is what I do. Yeah. I'm a pornographer.
Yeah.
I'm kind of cool with it.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard. It's kind of a hard title. That's what I.
I'll put respect on your name.
So, I just wanted to get out of the whole stripping thing. Like, I like the adult industry. I like being viewed as a sex object. This was kind of fun. But I also would kind of just rather have sex, to be honest with you. I hate this, like, teasing thing. This is very annoying. And
let's get to the business.
Yeah,
really? Were you like, get in trouble at work where you're like, I just want to bang the guys?
No, but I'm like, really, like, I'm really good at following rules. Yeah. That's why I didn't get in trouble at work. And I didn't think it was fair to other girls to, like, it's like if you are a carpenter and you go in and you do the carpentry and the plumbing, well, now the plumber's out of work, you know? Mm. So I don't know. That's what I always thought about
Smart. You were crushing it too hard. You wanted the other girls to get some bread?
Let's just strip here. Like, this is the strip place. Let's just strip. That's cool. It's safe to strip here, and that's fine. And I just started doing porn. I was like, fuck this, man. I was married at the time, and my husband was like super strong person, like was all for me doing whatever it was that I wanted to do and for me accomplishing my goals. And I really enjoyed stripping up until a point, and I was like, this has got to stop.
Yeah.
But I really want to fuck, kind of. And I was married, and I was like, why not fuck professionals? They get tested.
Yeah.
And have some experiences that you probably will never have from home because, like, your man might not be into it. But, like, I'm sexually adventurous.
Yeah.
You know? So, and he
was. Why not make money?
Right. Like, let's do this, right?
Yeah.
And I'll have the experiences. I'll make money. It'll be great. And so, I love telling this part. Like, I had him take some Polaroids of me, and I took him to the library where I scanned him onto a floppy disk. And I took the floppy disk back home, and I sent out emails until I got jobs.
Yeah.
Yo, did you notice how she made the word floppy disk sound hot? That's how you know she's a fucking pro.
Yeah, that's the name of the episode, floppy disks.
I was like, was the floppy disk a good boy?
Yeah.
Because, like, now if, like, you have a, you know, cell phone and an OnlyFans account, you can kind of get in. Was it, like, harder back then to get in?
Sure. I didn't know anybody. There was one girl at my job that had done a couple porn, and she introduced me to a couple people. I did my first two movies. One of them was never released because the guy was, like, horrible. And then the other one was released, but it didn't really lead to other things. Like, it was kind of like a dead-end job, right? And I was like, okay, well, that was cool, though. Like, I was super hyped about it. It was fun. And then...
Did you take all your friends to the theater? You're like,
it
hey,
wasn't
everybody.
In the theater. It wasn't... I'm not quite that old. But it was, like, a VHS box. It was like a box. Like, I showed everybody, like, look, it's me on the box. It's me on the box. Yeah, I'm the schoolgirl outfit with no boobs. And...
Do you have a poster? Do you have, like, a room full of, like, your covers?
I have a Tupperware. Yeah. Like, a Rubbermaid thing, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that happened. And then I got this phone call from this guy who was a producer for the Exotic Dancer Award
Hello,
show.
Sarah?
Well, he sends me an email. He sends me an email, and the email was like, I'm producing the Exotic Dancer Awards at the Mandalay Bay, which was right up the street from my house. I was living in Vegas. He was like, you can come for the weekend. I'll introduce you to anybody that's a player in the industry. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
So I came through, and that's exactly what happened. I met so many people. I ended up going to New York, which was my first like porn spree, you know? Yeah. And
it was like a series of
porn
films.
Boot camp kind of thing. It was like the beginning of the internet. porn yeah. internet. So all these companies had just started their sites, you know, and all different kinds of stuff, fetish stuff, regular yeah. boy, girl stuff, all kinds of stuff. And then magazines, also magazines were really
Wait,
big
back then.
Did you
do fetish stuff?
Oh, I've done lots of fetish stuff. Yeah.
Like, even like the, even like poopy.
No, not that one.
Even like peepee?
There's a video of me peeing in a cat box somewhere. Yeah.
Can you send me the link?
You still have the box?
And you know what? It's actually in the back of a video store. We shot that in the back of a video store on 8th.
Yeah. Here?
Yeah. Oh, right down the crazy. Street from the Port Authority.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I guess I got to go buy it then.
Yeah. I peed in a litter box.
At the Port Authority? No.
It's right by there, yeah.
They got to do celebrity bus tours.
I'm surprised we don't have that in Miami. Like, because there was so much outdoor porn shot.
Mm-hmm. It's like it'd be on the bang bus.
Yeah, right.
There'd be guys in the background with big cameras.
Yeah.
Were you you seemed like one of the porn stars who was like very like adaptive over time, because I feel like you still sort of like reign as one of the like known ones that people are like hell yeah. Like because I know like people all the time will like kind of like broad stroke porn stars and just be like, ah, they're just dumb, and I was like, nah, they got to be like known for that long.
And there's a craft to it.
They got to have a fucking head on. What was like some of the stuff that like you implemented over time to like stay relevant and all that?
You know, I've always been like a business-minded person, and the fact that I love my job makes it even easier. You know what I'm saying? So, as technology changed, got to keep up with technology. You know, everything, the resolution changes on the camera, so I got to make sure that my cameramen are using like the best quality stuff. But also sometimes it's cost prohibitive, but you gotta like do that balance, you know. And then all besides camera quality, then you've also got things like different platforms and websites and how those have developed and changed over the years too. Like, you know, at one point in time we were selling VHS, and then we went to DVDs, and then we went from DVDs to selling subscription websites, and then from subscription websites now there's like clips, and then, you know, now there's OnlyFans subscriptions. So it's like all these different, the evolution of the way that we deliver content to you has changed dramatically over the time, and the products that we use and the technology that we use has become so much more consumer friendly that we're able to use the same type of quality products that, you know, mainstream movie cinema or movie, you know, production companies can use.
What do you think about when you're thinking about content? Like when you're thinking about something to post, when you're thinking about something to do, what do you think about?
Yeah, that's a good question, because you gotta, especially with like social media and stuff, and you have an OnlyFans, I'm assuming, and like that's like a daily process, right?
Right.
You gotta like to go off Lemaire's question, like daily think of different things to keep people interested.
Do you think about the algorithm?
All-imposing
algorithm.
So a lot of like, I have to be honest, there's so many things that have to be like promoted and stuff. That they have to be like kind of scheduled.
Yeah.
So it's like,
that's okay.
Yeah, no, you have to, because you've got things that have to be promoted. I got to promote my website. Yeah. I got to promote my OnlyFans. CBD. I got to promote my CBD stuff, my production company stuff. My production company has a new website, wideside.com. So like all these different things, got to make sure you promote them all. So if you don't have a list somewhere, you're going to screw something up somewhere, you know? So you got to do that. But then you also try to keep it genuine and like post like different things that you know, sometimes I post my little stoner thoughts and stuff like that too sometimes, you know, and people like to see a little bit of that kind of side of you. So there's just like a lot of all that.
This is a question I just thought of now. Why? Okay. I don't know if it's possible, but could you have used OnlyFans as like the main hub for Wideside instead of having your own website? Like,
sure, it's possible, but it's not a great idea.
Yeah.
Because you don't own OnlyFans, right?
Yeah.
But I can. I do have a OnlyFans, Wideside OnlyFans.
Okay.
Where they can see the behind the scenes footage from the Wideside shoots that they can then see on the subscription site at wideside.com.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't too long ago that OnlyFans was about to kick us all off the platform.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, and I'm not an asshole, but I was like, I told you so. Because, like, this whole time, I'm like, don't put all your eggs in the OnlyFans basket, you guys, because you don't own that, you know? Like, have your own shit, so that way, if they pull the plug on you, or, like, they get change hands or get, even if they get caught in some sort of business problem of their own, like, you don't own that.
Yeah. Didn't your Instagram just like get deleted recently?
I got 4 Instagram accounts shut down in 40 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
I think they just don't want me on there.
Do you think someone made someone mad?
You know, I do make people mad. That happens.
Like, I don't like this scene.
You didn't answer a DM from someone telling you they loved you.
Yeah. I think sometimes just my existence makes people mad.
Damn. Be blessed.
That's fucked up.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Sarah J makes you mad. You gotta fix your life.
You gotta get better. Dude.
So do
she
you?
She wants to make you happy.
Yeah, for real.
I do.
That's crazy.
I'm an equal opportunity fucker. I want to be. Yeah.
Do you still shoot your own scenes, right? You're not just directing.
I'm not just directing, but my own scenes are probably fewer and far between.
What's that like directing and shooting? It's like, because, like,
stressful.
You know, like, yeah.
Well, that's stressful.
I got to toot my thing up a little bit more.
That's what I was going to ask, because, like, if you're still shooting scenes, mm-hmm. you're directing, you got a CBD company. Sure. I got to imagine, like, and you got an OnlyFans page, mm-hmm. your whole day is, like, pretty busy. And then if you, like, show up to a scene and you're like, all right, now I got to get in the mood to have sex.
Right. I am so glad that you are sympathizing with my struggles.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. You nailed it. Nail on the head. I do have an amazing team that makes all this possible.
Yeah.
It's not just me doing it. Thank fucking God. Yeah. But shifting gears is often a challenge.
Yeah.
And so if I am directing and also performing in the same scene, I try to make sure that my co-star I'm very attracted to, and it's like easy. Because if I'm distracted, I should be able to like come back to the chemistry like pretty easy. If it's somebody that you're like not as attracted to, and you might have to create chemistry, and you might have to like search for that thing that you're attracted to, and then every time you're distracted, it becomes harder and harder to come back and be like, oh, yeah, you.
Yeah. How hard? That's got to be real hard if they're not, like, attractive or whatever.
It's actually not that bad as long as you can just focus on it, you know? Like, but when your attention's divided between, you know,
directing.
Yeah. My dog keeps barking and also the battery died. And also, I don't think that we're getting quite good enough.
Do you get mad when you have to shoot in your house? Are you like, oh, I guess.
No, like, I don't get mad at all. Not at all.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
But I just try, like, you know.
Do you have a room?
I've got a very large living room. Yeah. I have 3 different couches, which all of you have probably seen. Yeah. And I gotta swap the couches out and get new couches.
Yeah.
You know, like, I probably get new couches more than most of your friends.
Oh,
get
for
couches.
Sure, for sure. Yeah, you have a high furniture bill.
Yeah.
You need
like
to get sponsored by Ashley
on it, or like IKEA even.
Yeah. Are some of your friends, do they come over and they're like, not that couch, not that one?
You know what? I'm actually super good about cleaning them and stuff. But I do have a current couch right now that is on its way out. I'm waiting for the new couch to arrive, and it's got some like cracks in the leather, and I'm like, hold on, let's put up like blankets, like furry blankets to put down, because like
you gotta really prep for a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, like people's knees and stuff, that's always the spot I sit in when I webcam, so I end up like cracking after a while, so I'm just waiting on the new couch to arrive.
That's why grandmoms put plastic there.
Right.
All those scenes they
gotta
shoot.
Gotta catch the cum.
The coconut oil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Heck yeah.
No, I was gonna, because I saw, doing research, I saw this video the other day. I forget the dude's name. Something D.
Little D.
Yeah. The video intrigued that. The video intrigued the hell out of me because. For like, cause it was you and him sitting on a couch, like rolling a joint or whatever.
That's at my house.
And I'm just like sitting there, like, all right. And then I like kept skipping ahead, and it was like 40 minutes of you. And then you guys started acting, and then.
I don't know. That's just us hanging out. We're not even acting in that one. That's just the real.
Yeah, that's just
the real. Yeah.
But it was just like
cool. That's the cool thing about Little D is like sometimes he just comes over and we fuck and he pulls out his camera.
Yeah, and that's like that's
so fucking cool.
That's what I'm trying to say. Right? Like going back to
I wish I had fuck friends.
going back to like the evolution of porn and all that. And I'm like, yo, they did a podcast.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
Before you guys shoot it.
100%.
Is it like a complete? Is like porn just a complete 180 from when you started?
Yeah, you see how that works out, right? Yeah, like it was very like, quote unquote professional.
Yeah.
and like produced, you know, it, but also kind of like there was this formula and a template that everybody felt like they had to follow all the time, you know? And I feel like since it's all busted wide open and everybody's shooting their own stuff, there is no one formula. There is no one template.
Yeah.
You know, I can't tell you how many times, especially through a certain period of like 3 or 4 years in like the early 2000s where like I put on a bikini or some sort of fishnet body stocking. I got covered in baby oil before I got this big giant cock in my pussy, right?
They do love the baby oil.
That was like a that's like a thing, you know what I'm saying? So I felt like sometimes I just felt like there's like a template that people would just follow. Yeah. And now it's like allowed for a lot more creativity.
Can I, sorry, I just need a quick sidestep on the baby oil. Cause like, it's like, there is something about it where like I'll watch it and do the baby oil and something about the boobs being way shinier. I'm like, that rules. Yeah. I don't know why, but that rules. But then like they'll do, they'll be in the middle of a thing and then they'll just like, I've seen them where they like spray it in the girl's mouth and I'm like, that seems like it's not fun.
It's, yeah,
they, people get too caught up in the moment and then they just do wacky shit.
It probably stings when they smack you too. It's like, ah, dude, all right.
Have you ever had to like, have you ever had to like in the middle of a scene like stop and be like, yo, chill?
Well, okay, so I was actually a little late on it, but this is one of those moments where I was like, okay, don't ever let that happen again. And there's, you know, every now and then you have a moment and something happens during a scene and you're like, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
But it already happened.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it again.
Yeah.
And like, I never get mad because you, sometimes like, you know, you just, you didn't know it was going to happen or you just didn't have the pre-thought about it or whatever. And one of those things is like, I was doing a scene and nobody had told me that it was going to be a cream pie scene.
Mm, that's a big surprise.
But the thing is like, I love cream pies. That would be fine. Me cream pie's fine with me. I'm totally fine with cream pie.
Hell yeah.
But I think they thought that I would not be fine with the cream pie. And
so they surprised you with it?
With a fake cream pie. So as soon as the guy was about to come, they like shoved a bottle in my twat and squeezed it. And I was like, what are we putting in my pussy, guys?
Yeah.
And it was like Cetaphil, which if you know what that is face wash, which is an antibacterial, which I do need a lot of bacteria in my vagina. We don't need my vagina cleaned with Clorox, you know? And so, like, it fucked up my shit for, like, a long time. Yeah. Like, probably, like, a month, month and a half. I had, like, all kind of bad things happening.
Wait, and not...
Because it's just, like, you know, we have our natural flora down there that needs to be there. And it, like, wiped it all out.
Yeah.
So, were you just, like, chilling? And then the dude rolls up and he's, like...
Yo, so I was missionary, like, you, if you were me, right?
Okay.
So, I'm missionary and the guy's, like, fucking. He's, like, I'm going to come. I'm going to come. I'm going to come. And he pops out. And
me as
guy,
well.
And there's, like, a, there's, like, a PA guy, like, standing right here. And he's, like, doop. And he was squeezed it in. I was like, whoa, whoa,
Dude, chill out, bro.
Like, cum would have been better, you know?
By the way, Nate's going to be pissed when he sees that. Yo, dude, Sarah J shoved a fake bottle up my fake pussy. Yeah. Have you ever done those, have you ever done those ridiculous videos where they pull out, like, a 3-foot fake dick and then, like, fill it with... I don't even know.
Yeah, you know, I haven't. I've always wanted to be honest with you. I always thought that would be funny.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But I think that
you gotta get mud boned.
The guy that does it, I'm not, you know, we have a nice friendly, friendliness.
Yeah.
But, I'm a big goofball and I don't know. I think that, I don't have the reaction that he would want me to have, you know, like, I think he wants me to be like terrified. Like, he, you know, like, oh my God.
You're like, let's fucking go.
I'll be like, bring the cum, bitches, bring the cum.
Dude,
Yeah. So what was that? What commercial's like, this is our house.
Yeah, dude. That's awesome.
I always wanted to be booked for that. And he was always like, plus I don't do anal. And that was like, that producer hires mostly girls who do anal. I don't do anal.
So I love it. Yeah.
Doesn't anal get you more?
It does.
Oh, man. And then people got to be pissed, too.
Shit on, actually. But yeah.
What?
It's gone. I had a question. I can't even remember. It's gone. Too much weed.
Too much weed?
Too much weed.
Speaking of weed, it's 420. I've got weed socks on, and I was at the Legacy Dispensary tonight. Yeah.
How was it?
It was great. We're going to do Gifted in Brooklyn tomorrow.
Yeah, Gifted, Gifted.
Yeah, Gifted. Yeah.
Okay, heck yeah. Yeah. Do you have any favorite places to get weed from? Do you have a strain yet?
Are you gonna... right now we've got some Sarah JJ's.
Ooh.
Yeah, that are happening. They're indica, yeah. Like premium bud, yeah. But do I have my actual strain of my own? Not currently. I used to be a grower
Sarah
back in the
J's.
Day. Yeah, right. Yeah. I used to be a grower back in the day, and we would mess around with some strains, making them and stuff. Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that again.
You have all the science. Do you know the
weed? I do know the science very well.
Yeah, heck yeah. I
went up to Northern Cal and learned in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
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 I went up there and I farmed at some. Yeah, I harvested at some farms during harvest season, like around October, November.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I went up there for three different years. Yeah. That's how I learned between there and then spend the rest of the year like reading books and just like experimenting hands on. Like I would go up there and learn at a real farm.
You're like the Randy Newman of weed.
Wow.
Sarah J. Can. Just like J Farms. Yeah. Wide side.
Yeah.
What, you just wanted to start owning, not you just want, I'm not like trying to, did you just, you just wanted to own your own production? And you're like, I'm making all these other people money. Why not make myself?
You know, it wasn't even like that strongest of a thought, but it was a little bit of an evolution. I was like, this is just what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I started.
From when you were 18, you thought about like, I'm just going to eventually have my own.
Yeah. Well, when I started right in the beginning, early on, somebody said to me, I remember I didn't even have boobs. Somebody said to me, this is like right around the first time that I was a dancer, and I had thought that I was going to make a career primarily feature dancing and like modeling in magazines. That was my idea. And so somebody said, you should buy a URL. And I said, what is that? And like this, how long ago this was, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, just buy a URL, and they showed me how to do it. And
this is the same website to this day,
sarahj.com. And so I got the URL, and at first, for a long time, I just had like an about me page up with like my stats.
When did you get it?
2000.
That's like, that's good. That's like 22 years of backlinks.
That's what I was trying to say. Like, I've talked to some people because they know, like, we'll interview porn stars and stuff, and they try to, like, clown on the. And I'm like, no, dude, like, they fucking know shit. She was getting URLs in 2000.
I mean, a lot of times I don't know shit, but I'll find out.
Yeah.
Like, I got to ask somebody. You know, I have somebody on the team who knows. Like, I don't always know shit, but I know I need to know.
Are you going to get in the metaverse?
So I'm stressful. I do have an NFT, and like the whole metaverse thing is super stressful. I mean, obviously, we're gonna all have to fucking do it, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I just assume we're My first thought that is not so scary to me is, okay, I'm ready to own some real estate in the metaverse. I get that. I think I get it. You know, like I feel confident in saying, like,
especially too now, it's probably
it's cheap. It's cheap, right? Yeah. Let's
like
do
you,
it.
And like
let's
you said, you're like. It feels like it's definitely going to be a big thing.
Yeah.
Right.
So might as well get some cheap real estate now.
And not only that, but wouldn't that be like passive income? Because like,
without a doubt.
Couldn't you just like own some real estate in the metaverse and not really have to do
just like
much?
Rent it out?
Yeah. Like.
Because you wouldn't
I'll
have to
get
do
like some sort of like property manager.
Yeah.
Right. And be like, do something.
You wouldn't
like
have
event
to do.
Space. I want to have like an event space or studios or something like that. Right.
Yeah. We're supposed to do a podcast festival. We're talking to do a podcast festival that's in the metaverse.
Yeah.
And they basically have, that's
Did
basically
you do
what
it
they
yet?
Do. No, it's,
it's like
May 29th, I think. Yeah.
But yeah, that's how they have rooms set up. And it's,
they were showing us the other day and it looked awesome.
Yeah. It's exciting.
What's the, as like being like a businesswoman like you are, what's like, because you were saying you're like, I want to do porn. I like to fuck. Da da da. What's like the, like getting deep into the business, what's just like the craziest thing you were like, I just did this to fuck, now I'm, you know, like you said, learning NFTs or whatever,
right? Okay, so that stuff, honestly, all the fan interaction kind of caught me off guard. Like when I first started, porn was still a lot more taboo than it is. I thought if anybody recognized me, it'll be like in a whisper, right? and not like people screaming my name running down the street telling me how many times they jerked off to me today.
Yeah.
No, like people be like, oh my God, it's you, Sarah J. I jerked off to you 7 times today already. Yeah.
What's the most you've ever heard? Okay. Is 7 the most?
No. No. Not at all. But, you know, I forgot what your question was, but yeah, and it, no,
like the most non, like the most like non porn thing you've had to do being so deep into porn.
Yeah. So I guess, between like just doing paperwork and NFT stuff, you know, like that's really boring. Like literally scanning a lot of papers. There's a lot of that happening, but also the fan interaction and stuff is what I originally said. And the reason why I said that, it's not so much that it's not porn, but it's just that's not what's, we had no contact with fans at all in the beginning. But now we have, you know, things like text messaging and phone calls and
Instagram, social media,
right? It was Pornhub before comments. It was like we were over there and now we're like all up in here.
What was the fan interaction like that back in the day?
They came to a convention, never. They would come to a convention or they would come to one of your events like at a strip club or something, and that is all. There was no social media, there was no internet, there was no way for you to like connect with fans in any kind of way, really.
Is it is it a little bit overwhelming now, or have you kind of gotten used to it?
I've gotten used to it, but it is overwhelming, you know, like woof, dealing with so, like me, the way that my person works is that I, like, when I deal with people, I kind of like take like your energy, and we give energy, we exchange energy as we're talking, and whereas and when you're dealing with so many people, like, you know, sometimes I webcam and stuff like that. It's like, I only do it like 2 days a week, and I do it for just a couple hours because it's like so much energy.
I was just gonna ask you that with the webcamming. How long do you like do it at a clip?
So I have a webcam that's free to all the members of my website.
Wideside or Sarah J?
It's both. Well, if you're a member to Sarah J, you'll get it, and if you're a member to Wideside, you get the same show.
Network?
Yeah, it's on a network, the VNA network, the Vet Nation Army.
Vet Nation,
mm-hmm,
as like Nation vet, Army. like dogs, vet,
like Corvettes.
Oh, veterans, like oh, like, Marine, like,
no, like Corvette.
Corvettes. Or oh, all right.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Either way, no, it's all good.
Yeah.
So, I do an hour for that, and then I do an hour and a half for Cam Soda.
Okay, no, because I was curious, because you ever see like the hot tub streamers on Twitch?
No, but I think I've heard about it.
Yeah, it'll be girls in hot tubs,
they
but
would
like
never let me do that. But that's where discrimination lies. Is like there's no way
you shut down the website.
Yeah, they'd be like, okay, by the way, we made a new rule. There's no hot tub like streaming. Yeah.
They'd be like, she rules too hard. We can't have her. No, because they'll do it. They'll do that for like 3-4 hours.
Yeah.
And there's like this point where like it'll be hilarious because like the vibe is supposed to be sexy, but like they're just. They're bored.
Yeah. Totally.
And that's why I was curious. Like, so you probably do
they
it at
stand up and they look like raisins.
Yeah. And
yeah,
you keep
also,
it at you keep sorry.
No, I was gonna say you're absolutely right. Like, yes, you do not want to be bored.
Yeah.
And like I have like a little bit different situation. Like with Cam Soda, I'm like a featured performer, so I'm like contracted with them. It makes my situation a lot less mundane, you know?
Okay.
And then with my website, it's an hour of me doing whatever I want. It's free to them, so I don't have to worry about hustling money or like doing what they want me to do. I do what I want to do, and they get to watch.
So just smoking weed, just chilling.
Well, I mean, not quite that, but like, you know, there will be no like,
I mean,
put
on
blue panties on. There will be no like, I want to see you in blue panties. No, I'm actually wearing the pink panties right now.
And that's probably actually because sometimes Twitch gives the fans like too much control.
And you
can almost put them in and be like, I'm the pro. I'll show you which panties look best on you.
Right, exactly. Not only that, but like I just have a hard time getting bossed around for money. I know that sounds crazy. It just
no, you've been making money since you were 18. It's hard.
I got my very first job when I was 11.
Yeah, what are you doing then?
I was dishwashing at a bar and grill.
Oh, thank God. I thought we were still on.
No.
Just starting to
take it back to Epstein Island, dude.
I was always like a little hustler. Always had a job doing something, making a few $100 a week here and there.
How long? Because the one you said something earlier that intrigued me, where where you were like, if you're doing something in a scene and you're like, I didn't love that, I'm gonna make sure that never is like when you first start. Is that kind of like really intimidating to speak up for yourself like that?
Yeah, definitely intimidating. And there's these moments sometimes where, and maybe not, the other person is taking advantage of the situation and catching you off guard. Wait until the moment you're caught off guard and be like, you know, now that you're like completely dick drunk.
Yeah.
What if we stick? What if we come in your eye? Hey, can we come in your eye? We could come in your eye real quick. Yeah. Okay, cool. Like you've done like 45 minutes of getting railed by like large peen and you're like, whatever, dude.
I mean,
like,
I guess I'm
just
done.
Come somewhere. Yeah. Spent, yeah. Like, and you're like, okay, I guess I come my eye. Yeah. There's like definitely things like that where you're like, yeah, like if I thought that through, I probably wouldn't have done that. Probably wouldn't have done that if I thought that through all the way.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. No, that you definitely have that moment where you're like, that got out of hand.
A little bit, yeah, like a little bit, yeah.
Well, this has been
A dream
fucking
come
great
true.
Episode. Cool. Oh my You're God. The fucking best. Yeah, we gotta wrap it up, but yeah, please throw out where people can follow you and like what you're doing next and what you want people to go check out.
You know, I've got Sarah J Links, which is my link portal, which is a safe place to find all things Sarah J. I got my merch there, I got my porn there, and all the social media and a bunch of other stuff. You know, I have a video game too. Like,
what?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this. I've got a character on Hentai Heroes.
No.
Yeah, you can go play with SarahJ.com.
I was just going to ask you that. Like, do you ever think about like producing or creating anime?
I got like little fingers and pies, man. You know? Yeah, a little this, a little that. Yeah. But I do, we're doing a new project with Hentai Heroes too. Yeah. It's coming up, and I've been a character in their game, but we're.
DLC? Paid content?
Say what?
Paid content. Like people got to pay $2 to get Sarah J in the game.
Oh, like I think you do have to eventually pay some money to get there.
That's well deserved.
Yeah, we gotta get you a Fortnite.
Yeah. Dude, Sarah J for Fortnite. You have a dance. Never mind. Sarah J for Fortnite. Yeah.
I could just twerk.
Yeah, it's just like a long pole.
Yeah.
All right, well, this has been fucking awesome.
Thank you one more time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Please go check out all of the things Sarah J's doing.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.